Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me again is Dr. Paul Yeske from the Swine Vet Center. Thank you for coming back.
Happy to be back.
Now, at the Lehman Conference, you did a second presentation about mycoplasma, but this one was looking at what you call the survival analysis of herds. Please explain what that is.
Yeah, what we were looking for in this particular study was we took all the herds that we had done a mycoplasma elimination project with and taking the herds to make them be mycoplasma negative, from positive herds to making them negative herds. And then we just went through to say, how successful were we at making these herds actually become negative? And then we plotted that over time to see what the decay rate was, how many of those herds that we started with, they were all negative when we started the program, when we did the elimination, how many remained negative over time?
So that's what you mean by survival analysis. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it really a question of survival, or is it just a question of whether or not they were negative or positive?
It's a question of whether they're negative or positive. Okay. The statisticians use survival as a mechanism of describing it in the literature.
So what was the upshot of this analysis?
Yeah, one of the things that's been very encouraging with mycoplasma elimination is that it's been very successful. It's been one of the elimination programs that's been able to be widely done in a high number or relatively high number of herds and been very successful across that. And when we looked at the data here, we were able to be on the herd closure and medication plan, we were able to be at 81% successful. And when we looked at the whole herd medication with no herd closure, we were at 62%. I said 64 before, but it's 62%. So when we went through and looked at that, also the herds where we did no herd closure, we saw that those herds decayed at a much faster rate. And essentially, those herds would, if they were going to decay, they would decay in the first 8 months. Mm-hmm. And when we looked at the herds that had the closure and medication, they were just a slower rate over a longer period of time.
And specifically, when you say medication, are we talking about injectable antibiotics?
Correct. In these protocols, what we were doing was a whole herd, all pigs on the farm, would receive two injections. And the majority of these, we used Draxxin, where we injected the herd, and then we came back 2 weeks later and injected all the animals a second time.
And the result of that?
We were able to, without any closure, without any change to the pig flow to the farm, we were able to be in that 62% effectiveness.
So you're able to, 62% were able to stay negative.
Yes.
As a result.
And so I think part of the decay in the treatment with no closure, we know that the organism, that mycoplasma in an animal that gets infected, they can shed the organism up to 240 days or 8 months of time. And so I believe what's happening when we do no herd closure is that some of those herds decay rapidly because we never got it totally eliminated. Mm-hmm. And so if they made it the 8 months, then they were no longer shedding, and then they were able to stay negative going forward.
So what's the next step in all this?
The next steps are, I think we will see more and more people adapting the elimination and see more herds going to making mycoplasma negative pigs because of the economic benefits of the production and grow finish, as well as the ability to reduce the antibiotic use in grow finish. So there's a couple reasons for that. And I think the other implication from the study tells us that if you want the highest success rate, you'll do the herd closure mm-hmm. along with the medication versus just the medication alone.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like we're really making progress against this bug.
Absolutely. The good thing is with the mycoplasma is we do have the tools to be able to eliminate it and be able to successfully keep it out of herds over a long period of time.
We've been talking to Paul Yeske. He is a veterinarian at the Swine Vet Center in St. Peter, Minnesota. As always, Paul, thank you.
You bet. Thanks.